Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 26, 1805. Captain Clark, fatigued. Captain Clark and a small party walk up the North Fork about 20 miles and later cross over to the Middle Fork to examine it. Charbonneau's ankle has given out and he can walk no farther, so Clark leaves him and assigns Joseph Fields to stay with him. Although much fatigued and not able to eat, Clark continues with Fraser and Reuben Fields. Captain Clark writes about the day.
I determined to leave Charbonneau and one man, and proceed on with the other two to the top of a mountain 12 miles distant west, and from thence view the river and valleys ahead. I was fatigued, my feet with several blisters, and stuck with prickly pear. I eat but very little. Determined to cross to the Middle Fork and examine that. I felt myself very unwell, and took up camp on the little river 3 miles above its mouth, and near the place it falls into the bottom. We killed 2 bear, which was immediately in our way, both poor. Captain William Clark, July 26, 1805.
Captain Lewis is continuing through the canyon, and today reaches the junction of the South Fork with the Missouri. He writes,
"Set out early this morning as usual. Current strong with frequent riffles. Employed the cord and satin poles. The oars scarcely ever being used except to pass the river in order to take advantage of the shore and current. At a distance of 3¾ miles, past the entrance of a large creek 15 yards wide, which discharges itself on larboard near the center of the larboard bend, is a bold running stream. This we called Howard's Creek after Thomas P. Howard, one of our party. At the distance of 1 mile further, we pass the entrance of a small run which falls in just above a rocky cliff on the larboard. Here the hills, or rather the mountains, again recede from the river, and the valley again widens to the extent of several miles, with wide and fertile bottom lands. The highlands are thin, meager, soil covered with dry low sedge, and a species of grass also dry, the seeds of which are armed with a long twisted hard beard at the upper extremity, while the lower point is a sharp, sublate, firm point beset at its base, with little stiff bristles standing with their points in contrary direction to the sublate point to which they answer as a barb, and serve also to press it forward when once entered a small distance. These barb seeds penetrate our moccasins and leather leggings and give us great pain. My poor dog suffers with them excessively. He is constantly biting and scratching himself as if in a rack of pain. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 26, 1805.
The penetrating seed is Stipa comata, commonly known as needle and thread grass, well known and roundly cursed by present-day hikers. The mention of Seaman, Lewis's dog, reminds us that he is still with the Corps. Tomorrow, Clark returns to Lewis's camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.